I am me.
I am me.
I am not them.
I am a creative person.
I am a sports nut.
I'm a workaholic.
I am the bread of life.
I am sometimes a bit weird.
I'm not as weird as you might think.
I am one of those people who need people to know that I don't care what they think.
I am one of those people who doesn't want to be alone.
I am hungry. I am thirsty. I feel this need in me that nothing seems to satisfy. Not work, not play, no matter what I try, I am hungry.
The bread of God is the bread that comes down from heaven and gives life to the world. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry. Whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. I am the bread of life.
The next day, the crowd that had stayed on the opposite shore of the lake realized that only one boat had been there, and that Jesus had not entered it with his disciples, but that they had gone away alone. Then some boats from Tiberias landed near the place where the people had eaten the bread after the Lord had given thanks. Once the crowd realized that neither Jesus nor his disciples were there, they got into the boats and went to Capernaum in search of Jesus. When they found him on the other side of the lake, they asked him,
Rabbi, when did you get here?
Very truly I tell you, you are looking for me not because you saw the signs I performed, but because you ate the loaves and had your fill. Do not work for food that spoils, but for food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. For on him God the Father has placed his seal of approval.
What must we do to do the works God requires?
The work of God is this, to believe in the one he has sent.
What sign then will you give that we may see it and believe you? What will you do? Our ancestors ate the manna in the wilderness, as it is written. He gave them bread from heaven to eat.
Very truly I tell you, it was not Moses who has given you the bread from heaven, but it is my Father who gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is not the bread that comes down from heaven. For the bread of God is the bread that comes down from heaven and gives life to the world.
Sir, always give us this bread.
I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. But as I told you, you have seen me, and still you do not believe. All those the Father gives me will come to me, and whoever comes to me I will never drive away. For I have come down from heaven not to do my will, but to do the will of him who sent me. And this is the will of him who sent me, that I shall lose none of all he has given to me, but raise them up on the last day. For my Father's will is that everyone who looks to the Son and believes in him shall have eternal life, and I will raise them up at the last day.
At this, the Jews there began to grumble about him because he said, I am the bread that came down from heaven.
Is this not Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How can he now say, I came down from heaven?
Stop grumbling among yourselves. No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws them, and I will raise them up at the last day. It is written in the prophets, they will all be taught by God. Everyone who has heard the Father and learned from him comes to me. No one who has seen the Father except the one who is from God. Only he has seen the Father. Very truly I tell you, the one who believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your ancestors ate the manna in the wilderness, yet they died. But here is the bread that comes down from heaven, which anyone may eat and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. This bread is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world.
Then the Jews began to argue sharply among themselves.
How can this man give us his flesh to eat.
Very truly I tell you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise them up at the last day. For my flesh is real food, and my blood is real drink. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me, and I in them. Just as the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, so the one who feeds on me will live because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven. Your ancestors ate manna and died. But whoever feeds on this bread will live forever.
He said this while teaching in the synagogue in Capernaum. On hearing it, many of his disciples said,
"This is a hard teaching. Who can accept this?"
Aware that his disciples were grumbling about this, Jesus said to them,
"Does this offend you? Then what if you see the Son of Man ascend to where he was before? The Spirit gives life. The flesh counts for nothing. The words I have spoken to you, they are full of the Spirit and life. Yet there are some of you who do not believe."
For Jesus had known from the beginning which of them did not believe and who would betray him. He went on to say,
"This is why I told you that no one can come to me unless the Father has enabled them."
From this time, many of his disciples turned back and no longer followed him.
"You do not want to leave too, do you?"
Jesus asked the 12. Simon Peter answered him,
"Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. We have come to believe and to know that you are the Holy One of God."
Well, hello everyone. How are you? Great to be with you. And special welcome if you are new with us or visiting. John 6:35, Jesus declares, "I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will never go hungry. He who believes in me will never be thirsty." Here we have the first of seven I am statements in John's gospel. So our series over the next couple of months, we're going to look at each of these statements one at a time. It's going to be good. I'm looking forward to this, because each one of these is going to show us more about Jesus, who he is, his beauty, and the life that we can all have through believing in him. At the end of the gospel, we're told the purpose of why John's gospel is written. It's written, it says, "So you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you might have life in his name." So whether you're not yet a believer, or you've been a believer for longer than I've been alive, we're going to let Jesus speak for himself as we go through these I am statements. He's going to tell us who he is and why we should believe in him, or why we should keep on believing in him. So in this series, we're going to marvel in the gospel, in the good news of who Jesus is and what that means for us. So maybe like a pig in mud, or a kid who just loves to jump in puddles, we're going to marvel in the gospel in how good it is. So the first one, John 6, which we've just had read. It'd be great if you can turn it up, if you haven't already, in your Bibles, your phones. John chapter 6, Jesus says, "I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will never go hungry. He who believes in me will never be thirsty." Now, as I think many of you know, I try to get up to the Central Coast when I can. Copacabana, beautiful spot. There's a holiday house there which I'm able to use, which is pretty good. Now, every year, some of my family are there just after Christmas and for New Year's. And one of our traditions is that every New Year's Eve, we have a Chinese dinner. Now, it's not Chinese New Year, but doesn't matter. We get Chinese takeaway every New Year. That's what we do. So a few months ago, headed there to pick up the order with my dad and brother-in-law. So three of us to pick it up. It was a big order. So we went, and as we're going, Dad says he never gets hungry. Like, he just doesn't get hungry. He eats three meals a day. He needs to eat three meals a day, but he never gets hungry. Now, that's a little strange, isn't it? And Dad, if you happen to be listening online to this, hello, and sorry for telling everyone. Jesus here, he speaks of never being hungry, never being thirsty. Well, what's he talking about? What does he mean when he says, "I am the bread of life"? That's what we're going to see. Now, just to look at the context first. Right at the start of chapter 6, Jesus does a miracle there. There's a great crowd, and they come to see Jesus because of the miracles that he's been doing. They want to hear more. They want to see more. But as they do this, there's a problem. This large crowd, thousands of them have come together. They're on this mountain. They're going to get hungry. There are no shops there. And Philip asked Jesus, "Where shall we buy bread for all these people to eat?" And you're probably familiar with the story with five small loaves and two fish. Jesus is able to miraculously feed everyone. 5,000 of them are all fed, and they have enough. They're satisfied. They have more than enough. And the next day, they find him. And then what Jesus says to them really confused me at first. So verse 26, have a look there, in John 6. "I tell you the truth, you are looking for me, not because you saw miraculous signs, but because you ate the loaves and had your fill." Now I'm thinking, isn't that all the same? They saw the miracle, the eating the bread and being full. That is the miracle, isn't it? And now they've come to search for him. But Jesus says no. And I think the reason why is because there's a difference between a miracle and a miraculous sign. Now they, if you like, they saw the miracle. They saw what Jesus was able to do just with the five loaves of bread and the two fish. But what they didn't see was the miraculous sign. They saw the miracle, but not what it pointed to. The sign points to something. They didn't see that. It seems all they're interested is free food. Now, we all like a free lunch, don't we? Yeah? I like a free lunch. We like a free lunch. These guys, they worked to eat. Now, we work. Why do we work? We work to pay the mortgage or to pay the rent, to pay for food, pay for kids, to pay for your swim lessons, your dance classes, and maybe everything else that you do. And if there's anything left, maybe to buy some stuff. We work for these reasons. Imagine if you got all your food for free. How good would that be? All the staples anyway. Food staples. For them, up to 85% of their income could have gone to food. Right, so they're pretty interested in what Jesus has just done with these five loaves and two fish. They're pretty interested in that because they're about to get very rich if they keep working, if Jesus keeps doing this for them, or they're not going to have to work. So they come, they're very interested in what Jesus has done. They find him. But Jesus says, verse 27, he says, "Do not work for food that spoils, but for food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. On him God the Father has placed his seal of approval." See, Jesus there, he turns the conversation from from physical food to spiritual food. He turns the conversation to himself and to eternal life. They pick up on what Jesus says about work, and they ask, verse 28, what must we do to do the work God requires? Jesus says, verse 29, the work of God is this, to believe in the one he has sent. What is it you must do? Believe. Believe in the one that God has sent. Well, they want validation. So verse 30, they ask, what miraculous sign then will you give that we may see you and believe? I'm thinking, hasn't Jesus just done that? He's just fed the 5,000. He's just walked on water. But now they're asking for a miraculous sign that they might see and believe. You see, they've seen the miracle, but not the sign, not what it pointed to. So they try to help Jesus out. Verse 31. They say, our forefathers ate the manna in the desert, as it is written. He gave them bread from heaven to eat. Now, they're really fixed on the bread. They can't get their minds off the bread. But they do show here that they know their history. And they appeal to Moses and to the manna, that bread-like food that God provided for them in the desert when he brought them out of Egypt. And that they've even got a proof text they quote from Exodus 16. Jesus, he's quite happy to go along with this, with what they say. He speaks of God as his father and the true bread from heaven. And he says that true bread is a person. See that? Verse 32, he says, I tell you the truth. It is not Moses who has given you the bread from heaven, but it is my Father who gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world. Jesus says the true bread is a person and he gives life to the world. He declares, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will never go hungry. He who believes in me will never be thirsty. Just like the manna that God gave them so that the people could live, now God gives his son so his people can live. Jesus is the bread of life, given by God so people can live. Never go hungry. Never be thirsty. Be completely satisfied. Just like the 5,000 ate and were satisfied, were full. Jesus is now saying, he's not talking about food, but he's now talking about life itself. And you can be full, you can be completely satisfied by coming to Jesus and believing in him. You think about bread, particularly back then in the first century, it was that common food. We in the Lord's Prayer, like we prayed, give us our daily bread. For them, it was what they had each day so that they could live. And maybe if Jesus was in another part of the world, maybe he wouldn't have said, I am the bread of life. Maybe he would have said, I am the rice of life. Right? That food that people have and that they need to be able to live. Maybe in Sydney, what do you think Jesus would say if he was in Sydney? For some people, I am the coffee of life. People think they can't live without their coffee. They need it every day. But Jesus saying, I'm the bread of life. If you want to live, you need me. You need Jesus to live. That is what he is saying. He's the one who provides. He gives life, a life that truly satisfies and is lasting. He goes on to talk about this life as everlasting life, life eternal. Verse 40, he says, "For my Father's will is that everyone who looks to the Son and believes in him shall have eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day." Now, we just celebrated Easter, Jesus' resurrection, last Sunday. He has been raised up, and here he promises to raise us up too who believe. But remember, this is prior to his resurrection. This is before Jesus has died and been raised up. But here he promises to raise up all who believe. So us, knowing that he has been raised up, doesn't that give us full assurance that he will do for us what God has done for him? This is the good news of the gospel. That because Jesus lives, so will we. Well, the Jews, not knowing what we do about Jesus, they grumble. Verse 42. "Is this not Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How can he now say, 'I have come down from heaven'?" So they struggle to believe that this Jesus, they've known this Jesus as a boy. How can he now say that he is from God, from heaven? They can't believe it. They don't believe. Jesus speaks again of raising up those who believe, those that God has chosen. I don't know if you heard it as it was read for us, but election is all through here. Verse 44. "No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him, and I will raise him up at the last day." See, Jesus isn't worried about their unbelief and their grumbling, for he knows those the Father draws will come to him. And Jesus doesn't ask why everyone isn't chosen by God. He just accepts that none can come unless they are drawn, unless they are called by God. And then Jesus will do his bit. He will raise them up at the last day and give them life eternal. This is where Jesus is way better than the manna in the desert. Have a look from verse 47. "I tell you the truth. He who believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your forefathers ate the manna in the desert, yet they died. But here is the bread that comes down from heaven, which a person may eat and not die." Here we have the answer to life eternal. All right, Jesus says it here in John 6. All right. It had been lost, though. If we just take a step out of John 6, if we think all the way back, creation and the fall, Genesis 3, this life eternal was lost. Remember Adam and Eve, and they ate what they were not meant to eat. Their big punishment, Genesis 3, 22 says, talking about man, "He must not be allowed to reach out his hand and take also from the tree of life and eat and live forever." Right? That was a dark, dark day in history, where all of humanity, we were cut off from God, kicked out of the garden. That life eternal was no more. But now God sends Jesus. Jesus comes. And we can once more eat from the tree of life and live forever. Jesus says, "Believe in me, you will be raised up, you will have life eternal." What was meant to be in Genesis is restored, relationship with God. And you have it now if you believe in Jesus, and we have that hope of being raised up on the last day. Jesus gives a hint, a pretty strong hint, how this is all possible. He goes on and he speaks of his death. Verse 51. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. This bread is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. He speaks of his flesh that he will give for the life of the world. Now, for us to live, something must die. What are you having for lunch today? Do you know? No, I don't know. Rolls? All right, so dead wheat. All right, what are you going to have on your rolls or your sandwich? All right, maybe some dead cow. Maybe some dead lettuce. For us to live, something must die. I've got all the family coming over to my place. Mum's birthday. So I got up nice and early this morning. 5:30, put the slow cookers on. So in one, I've got a couple of dead chickens in one. And in the other one, a bit of a dead pig. All right? I'm going to come home and 1 o'clock, they're going to be ready and they're going to be beautiful. All right? For us to live, something must die. And that's okay. God has given us animals and plants for us so that we can live. For us to live with God, Jesus dies. Jesus dies for us to live. He is the bread of life. He gives his life for us. Either he dies or we do. Are you a believer? Have you come and eaten, so to speak? Taken that which God has sent, his own Son. If you have, the fantastic news is that you can now eat of the tree of life. You have eternal life. You have this hope that Jesus will raise you up. Right? Satisfaction in life. If you have Jesus, believing in him, everything in life, you have relationship with God. You have it. I'm going to finish with in Revelation 22, the last chapter of the Bible. The first few verses there. We have this vision of John. He says, then the angel showed me the river of the water of life, as clear as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb down the middle of the great street of the city. On each side of the river stood the tree of life, bearing 12 crops of fruit, yielding its fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree are for the healing of the nations. No longer will there be any curse. The throne of God and of the Lamb will be in the city, and his servants will serve him. They will see his face, and his name will be on their foreheads. There will be no more night. They will not need the light of a lamp or the light of the sun, for the Lord God will give them light, and they will reign forever and ever. Now that is a glorious picture. This is where we belong. This is our hope. You're part of it if you're believing in Jesus. What was lost with Adam and Eve, Jesus, he has now given us, and we can now have this relationship with God and life eternal. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for Jesus, that you sent him, and that we can have life because of him. Father, help everyone here to believe, to keep on believing. Father, help us to see that life, true life, real life is found in Him. Father, we thank You so much. In Jesus' name, amen.